Obviously much better after a win on Saturday. Very hard fought win, so delighted to get that on Saturday.
Do you feel you're getting more of a look in now? The last time we spoke, you were playing under Chris, and you've been in and out since Nigel came in, but I still get the impression that this is a manager that believes in you and wants to kind of go with you going forward.
Yeah, well, hopefully. You know, I want to keep the jersey now. I want a long run in this team. You know, I've not had any longer than two games in a row, so I want to keep the jersey as long as I can. You know, he demands a lot of us in training and in games, so hopefully if I keep doing the business, then I'll keep the jersey.
I didn't realise that. No more than two games back-to-back? No. All season?
Not all season, so it has been a bit of stop-start, frustrating, but I feel as if the majority of games I've gone in, I've done pretty well, so I'm just pleased with my season so far, but just want a longer run of games.
How can that affect a player when it's kind of stop-start like that?
Well, it's tough. You know, it's tough just watching the games, you know, especially when you're losing games, and it's hard to affect it from the bench. It's just so I just been desperate to get out there and play my part and some victories.
What kind of impression do you think you've made so far? Because everybody's trying to do the same thing. You know, he's trying to assess the squad. There's a lot of players here, and he's made it quite clear he's going to have a full look at everybody before January comes.
Well, I think there's no secret to what he wants from you. He wants people who work hard every day, training and in games, and as I say, it demands a lot from us. But we just need to, the ones that get the jersey, make sure that this club gets back to winning football matches. Mm.
Does it add more pressure, though, when you know the manager is actually looking in detail at everybody?
Yeah, but it's a good pressure. You know, you know that if he's watching you closely every day in training, then he's not going to miss the good things you do. You know what I mean? If you're every day you're training well and he's picking up on that, then I mean, it's never a bad thing to try and impress the manager every day.
The fans have wanted you back in the team. I don't know what kind of messages you get from the fans you meet, but certainly the fans that we hear from saying he needs to play McGinn. It's got to be nice to hear that. You must have heard something along those lines, haven't you?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things. You know, the fans have been great with me since I've came here, and really appreciate the support when I'm playing, and more so when I'm not playing. You know, when you haven't played and you're disappointed, it's always nice to hear them say, you know, I would have played here. Yeah. But you know, it's probably been a frustrating season for them so far, and as I said, we want to go and not only start climbing the table, we need to start winning games on a back-to-back basis.
Do you have to tailor your game slightly? Because you are a player that you've told me numerous times in the past you like to get box-to-box, but because of your predicament, do you perhaps have to rein yourself in a bit, or has this manager said, look, just do what you do, play with a bit of freedom? What is it?
A bit of both. You know, he wants, obviously expects a centre midfielder to do the ugly stuff and to go and create things, get in the box, add goals. I think he said publicly we need to score more goals from midfield. Yeah, as I said, you just do both parts of the job well, and you'll be in his team.
Not being disrespectful to anybody else that's been before Nigel, but he seems like a proper manager, doesn't he? When he walks in, you kind of get that feeling that he knows what he's doing and he's got the experience. Do you get that as a squad?
Definitely, yeah. He's got that aura of a manager about him, and as I said, on his first couple of days, you know he's a manager. He doesn't hold back. He lets you know what he wants, and I think we've responded pretty well to it. Training's been excellent, and hopefully on Saturday, you know, we showed a real fighting spirit to get the victory down there.
Is he a shouter and a bowler, or is he more methodical? What would you say his character's like?
Well, I wouldn't say a shouter and bowler in a bad way, but you know yourself, if you've done something wrong, you expect to be told so. Mm. But if you do something well, you know, he gives you a pat on the back, and on Saturday you've seen him come on and let us know how big a result that was for us and how hard we worked to earn it.
He said all along that this season's just about staying in the division. Do the players share that for you, or are you still harbouring hopes of putting a really good run together and perhaps knocking on the door?
I don't think we're in any position to look any further than the next game. I know that's a cliche, but even on Saturday you went down at Bristol City and you realise, I think, that was it Stevenage won at Peterborough, yeah. So you're still in the bottom four, so first objective is tomorrow night to get out of the bottom four, and then on Saturday can you win again and overtake two teams and I mean, keep going along as that, like that. You know, we've not won any kind of sequence of games in a row, so that's the first objective for us.
Because fans don't want to hear that, though, do they? Fans want to hear players saying, "Yep, with a fair wind, we'll give it a go." But actually, I think Tony McMahon learned that lesson when I spoke to him 4 or 5 weeks ago, and he sat there and said, "We can still win the league." I think he's revised that opinion since. But fans want to hear players say that, don't they?
Oh, we want to win the league and the FA Cup, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But as I said, like, we're a team that's not been winning games enough. We've not won enough games to get the bottom four after 15, 16 games. So we're not in any position to say we're going to go and get the playoffs. What we need to do is start, as we said on Saturday, you don't lose. We're not a team, we can't be the soft team that loses games too easily. We want to pick up as many points as we can, especially over the Christmas period, and kind of see where we are after that.
Do you enjoy a scrap? Because that's what it's going to be now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, I felt Bristol City are a very big side. You know, I know they pass the ball quite well, but they are a very physical team, and you know, the dressing room were quite proud of how well we stood up to that on Saturday, and I felt as if we did enough to win the game Saturday.
What about Walsall? I mean, certainly at their place last season with Brandy involved back then, they gave you the runaround, didn't they? Let's not beat around the bush here. They did. Yeah, they're challenging there again. They've lost key players. What do you think the secret is for them?
Well, they've got a style of play that's extremely hard to play against. You know, I think although they've lost their forward line, they've kept the backbone of the team. You know, the centre-halves, the Chambers brothers, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're a very hard team to play against, and almost the way they're playing, it's almost the most difficult of the three games this week. With the way they play and probably the way they counter. We watched them on TV a few weeks ago against Peterborough, and a very good side. So, but we're well aware of the threat of them coming to our place, and as you said, it is our place, so we need to go out and do enough to win the game.
Would you rather, though, teams come to Bramall Lane and try and have a go at you, as opposed to teams like Gillingham, who, let's be honest, did sit in and tried to hit you on the break?
Well, what I always like about English football is the variety you get. You know what I mean? You get teams coming to sit and play, you get teams that come at you. So it's part of why we love football down here. And if they come and have a go, great. We'll welcome the challenge.
And as a team, are you enjoying playing at Bramall Lane at the moment? Because obviously when you're on a great run, it can be brilliant here. I mean, you're yet to really sample that. But when things are good, it's really good. But when things are a bit difficult, I just wonder whether the atmosphere in a player's mind changes.
No, I love playing at Bramall Lane. You know, if we could be at home like we did against Gillingham, I'd be disappointed if we weren't getting booed off, you know. Because I feel they have been actually really patient with us this season. You know, it can't be nice to a team that was in the Premiership not long ago, sitting in the bottom four, League One. So we know if we play well tomorrow night, for example, that they'll be right behind us. And there is nothing better than that feeling at the end of the game at Bramall Lane when you've won the match.
And how important is this period between now and Christmas, if you like? A lot of games, so good opportunity, big incentive there to get a lot of points in the bag fairly quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's vital. You know, there are so many games, and you can, as I say, you can go from being in the bottom four to comfortably mid-table after Christmas with the amount of games coming up. So, you know, it's a real... I don't know. I'd say first and foremost we need to get on a run of winning matches, get into that habit of winning games, even like Saturday when we're not creating that many chances, but just to grind out victories week after week.